This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
We're going to talk for a minute about SoundCloud. And if you're not familiar with it, SoundCloud is sort of like the YouTube of audio. It's a website and an app, and you post sound files on it instead of videos. For musicians struggling to be heard, though, SoundCloud offers a way to reach huge audiences, especially for rappers. In the music world, SoundCloud rap suddenly became all the rage. One of our music critics, Carrie Batten, has written all about it. So, Carrie, fill me in. What makes SoundCloud rap distinctive? What makes it a thing unto itself?
It started, as many things do, as a countercultural movement. And then I think it very, very quickly became co-opted by the mainstream in a kind of unprecedented way. Very lo-fi, DIY sounding. One synonym for SoundCloud rap is mumble rap. So it's sort of, it doesn't care at all about the craft. It's laughing at the craft of hip hop. It's saying
the craft of enunciation and pacing and delivery.
And syntax, yes. But what it did was it paved the way for this very vast, rapid deconstruction of rap music itself.
So that means what? What has it left behind, and what are you going to play for us today?
Basically, if you look at the hip-hop charts now, it's very difficult to find a song that resembles hip-hop in the traditional sense. Hip-hop is extremely omnivorous, and they're open to any style of music. And you see that some of the youngest and brightest rappers are sort of picking up influences wherever they can find them. They're referencing emo and rock from the 2000s. They idolize Marilyn Manson, and they're doing whatever they want right now.
So where to begin? What's your first choice from the legacy of SoundCloud rap?
So I think Juice WRLD is the name of a rapper, and he's a young guy from Chicago, and he's kind of like a gateway in the SoundCloud rap world. He has one foot in the SoundCloud rap world, one foot in the pop world. It's kind of the later class of SoundCloud rappers, and he has just had enormous success on the charts, on radio, and this song that we're going to listen to is called Ring Ring.
I don't feel like coming to the phone today. I wish everyone would leave me alone. I don't feel like coming to the phone today. Ring, ring, ring.
So this is a pretty poppy sound. What's been the fate of Juice WRLD since his appearance on SoundCloud Rap?
He was kind of very quickly snapped up by Interscope Records. He got a huge record deal, and I think he's released two projects since then of all varying styles, all of which have experienced enormous commercial success, despite the fact that they're not very cohesive. They don't really sound like anything else.
So now we have somebody named Lil Nas X. What's his story?
So he is a kid from Atlanta who started out on an app called TikTok. He's maybe the first TikTok star to really break through to the mainstream. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's a kind of a Chinese video editing and sharing app. And so he recorded this song just kind of tinkering around. And I think you will be shocked to hear how little it sounds like rap.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride to
till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the hotel road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
I think a lot of people understand hip hop as a, you know, the attitude of arrogance and of prowess and dominance, but SoundCloud rappers are very much about reveling in their depression and their hatred of the world and their emotional fragilities. I think you heard in that first Juice WRLD song that he's just, I don't feel like coming to the phone today. He's a sad, mopey guy.
Is that the case for Lil Nas X?
No, Lil Nas X is much more of a comedian. I mean, that is one thing that a lot of the SoundCloud rappers have is a comic sensibility. And I think Lil Nas X actually does share that, although he doesn't use that to express sadness. He kind of uses it to play a character and build a world.
Now, I think you've written that this parallels between the themes and language of SoundCloud rappers and the incel community. Explain what the incel community is for those who might not know.
Right. Incel is short for involuntary celibate, which are it's just this sort of subculture that aligns itself with the alt-right online. Guys who are just upset about the fact that they cannot seem to get a date. And they peg the blame onto the women who will not date them, and they think it's this sort of mass conspiracy on the part of women.
But you're not saying these songs are incel. What's uniting them is a kind of mopiness?
A mopiness, and especially with some of the earlier SoundCloud rappers and Juice WRLD, sort of an attitude towards women. And it also aligns very closely with sort of the emo rock of the 2000s, which is like women suck, they're stupid, they hate me, like I'm all alone.
Now, you've got a third pick, Dominic Fike, who's singing Three Nights.
Three Nights, yes.
Three nights at the motel. The street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Three nights at the motel. Under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Feel like the least of all your problems. You can't reach me if you wanna stay up tonight.
You can call me names if you call me up. I like that. So, Carrie, tell me about Dominic Fike.
He is sort of currently the buzz of the entire music industry. He's somebody who also started as a rapper, qua rapper, and started making this way more poppy, pop rock, guitar strumming, beach bonfire music.
Now, you wrote a piece called How SoundCloud Rap Took Over Everything.
Yes.
And that was published in January 2019. Is it over?
Well, technically, the term SoundCloud rap has become passé. This is a style of music that isn't so much dying as it is kind of metastasizing and eating up everything else and then churning it out and coming up with new weird mutations of it.
And not to get all, you know, grandiose about it, but does it have anything to do with the political or economic moment, SoundCloud rap?
It might have something to do with the political moment, but it also has something to do with this social moment of rising numbers of mental illness and, you know, sort of the toxicity of social media and the sort of overall malaise that young people are suffering from these days. Nowadays, it's more pronounced because, A, you're just absorbing so much more information and so many other and your friends' malaise at all times. And then you're living it all out through social media, so there's a tendency to kind of perform it.
There's so much irony in that explanation because people are obsessed with it and it's making them feel horrible and yet it can't be put away.
Exactly, yes.
Well,
yes.
Now I feel much, much better.
Right, I can't wait to go check Instagram when this is over.
Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, David.
The New Yorker's Carrie Batten. We talked about Ring Ring by Juice WRLD, Lil Nas X with Old Town Road, and Dominic Fike's Three Nights.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.